Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's June 30, 2014, and this is episode 428. Today we're going to look at a new service for selling fine art prints called Art Storefronts. Art Storefronts have built a groundbreaking system that enables you to set up a store and sell either self-fulfilled prints or have prints created by art storefronts themselves and shipped right to your customer's door without any intervention from you. I also have a discount code for you if you'd like to use art storefronts, so do listen to the end of the episode. As you know, I love printing myself and always climb my stairs to my studio with a bit more of a skip in my step when I awake to a print order. But there are some things that I can't do, and one of them is to print super large gallery wraps. Also, having me print my own images, creating what's known as an original print, carries extra cost. Basically, you'll pay more for an original Martin Bailey print than you would for a third-party print. Until now, I've resisted the temptation to set up a third-party fulfilled print store for a number of reasons. The main reason, which won't affect probably just under half of the audience, is that all of the printing houses in the US refuse to work with me because I'm based in Japan. I've been offered sponsorship for this podcast from some of the big-name printing companies, and when I tell them that I live in Japan, they fall silent. This, of course, means that over half of you listening that don't live in the US would probably have a similar problem. And why is this a problem, you might ask? Well, if you have built a worldwide audience, the chances are, like me, that almost half of them will be in the US. So it makes sense to work with a US-based company. Art Storefronts made it clear from the very beginning that my physical location did not affect my ability to work with them in any way. One of the other reasons I fell instantly in love with Art Storefronts is their ability to display a mock-up of your print on a wall, scaled according to your selected print size or canvas size. And we'll look at this in more detail shortly, but the way they mock up their prints, either on the wall view or even just right there in the website, is incredible. This, in my opinion, is a great way to help customers to envisage how the print will look, and that will, of course, lead to more sales. They have also been relentless in their improvement of the system and seem to be constantly adding new and improved features that really help me, and you too if you decide to join them, to sell your work. That's what they're all about. They have created a service to help you to sell prints. Now, please don't be misled by this statement. Art Storefronts, or ASF as I'll call them throughout this podcast at times, is providing the best system available to help you to sell prints, but they're not going to find you an audience. You have to do the groundwork and find your own customers. But once you have those potential customers, everything is in place to help you close the sale. Okay, so before we start to jump in and look at the system with a little bit more detail, I'll explain the various plans that are available. If you go over to Art Storefronts yourself, please use my short link, mbp.ac/ASF. So that they know I sent you. But when you get there, you'll see a couple of options. This may change over time, so I won't go into too much detail about the actual button labels and features, but for now, you'll see I'm an artist slash photographer and I'm a print studio. If you select I'm a print studio, you can see that it's possible to set up shop as a print studio yourself and give photographers that use your service the ability to create their own website and sell prints, for which you can take a cut for your time and the services that you provide to them. even though art storefronts are in the background there. This particular side of the system doesn't really interest me at this point, so we're not going to go into detail on this today, but do check that out if it's of interest to you. Because the site will continue to evolve, I suggest that you select I'm an artist / photographer and take a look at the services available yourself. There are already lots of new features over the last few months that weren't there when I first started working with the team, and I'm sure that they'll be different again in just a few months now, so do check this out yourself. As for the available plans, right now there are professional plans for artists that will utilize the ASF on-demand fulfillment and master plans for artists that will manage their own print fulfillment, and then the print studio plans that I just mentioned. If you click on the professional plans, you'll see that the pricing ranges from $299 to $499 per year, depending on how many products you want to sell. There are other considerations like pages, how many pages, how many store pages you have, but for most users, the Pro Standard plan at $299 will be fine, and we have a great discount for you later, like I say, so stay tuned for that. You can also try the system for free for 7 days, so that you know that this system is for you before you part with your hard-earned cash. Pricing for the master plans for self-fulfillment varies, so you'll need to get in touch with art storefronts for a demo and for them to gauge your needs before seeing the pricing. Note too that if you choose to self-fulfill your own orders, unlike similar companies, art storefronts don't take a cut. After all, you have already paid for the service and the website. It's hard to believe, but a company that I used to be with and sell stock photography from also took a percentage when I sold a self-fulfilled print, and they'd done pretty much nothing to help with the marketing, pricing, or any part of the process. So this used to really knock me. Anyway, without going into too much detail, let's walk through some of the main features at this point in time. But forgive me if any of this becomes invalid as the site evolves. It will at least give you an outline of what's available at this point. When you first set up your website, in addition to your main store page, you can set up a blog area and a contact about me page. And if you don't already have a site of your own, this means that you could make Art Storefronts your main web presence. ASF have built in some pretty powerful client management features as well, such as the ability to mail people that contact you via your ASF site. Although I chose not to use that for now because I have like newsletter subscription and a whole bunch of other stuff going on with my main website. The cool thing is though, is that you can even just create external links and embed them into the navigation if you'd prefer. Take a look at the screenshot that I have right now in the Enhance podcast, or go over to my website at mbp.ac/428. We've got a whole bunch of screenshots that I'm going to be referring to here. And in this one, you'll see how I have my Art Storefronts website set up. You can see that I have deleted the blog page. I don't need that. And although you can't tell from here, my About and Contact and Portfolio links all link back to my main website. I also added a go-to main website link for good measure. You can set up your own logo and header and footer text in the header and footer section and create your own artstorefronts.com subdomain and assign your own domain if you have a free address or want to register an address just for this site in the site address tab. At the time of writing, there are 18 themes available for you to use under the theme tab, and each of these is easily customizable. I should mention that although you can get your art storefront site looking great, I would still recommend Squarespace, our regular sponsor, for you, just for setting up a general photography site. If you're more into getting your own hands dirty with the code, then WordPress is another great way to go about this. But if you want to sell prints, art storefronts is probably now the way to go. Note too that if you already have your own website and you don't want to have people leave your website to visit your print store, you can also embed the store in your own site. The integration works flawlessly, and as you can see in this screenshot, if you have a website with a predominantly dark theme, you can use you can select the dark theme over on Art Storefronts as well, and really get very close to matching how your website looks. One issue with this functionality though is that if you choose to embed your store and turn off the navigation, the header and footer, as you can see in the next screenshot, they are no longer available on your main Art Storefront website. So you basically have to decide whether you want to embed your Art Storefront store or have a site that is totally available with all of the headers, footers, and navigation over on Art Storefronts. You can't currently have both. Another incredible benefit that comes with your Art Storefront Pro account is that you can buy prints from them wholesale. All you do is click the shop wholesale link under services, upload your image, the image that you want to print, and then select your finish and print size and other options just as a regular customer would. And then you can place your order at wholesale prices, and they are very, very reasonable prices. I used this service to buy some test prints and checked the quality, and in general, I was very impressed. I bought a 32 by 48 inch canvas gallery wrap, and it's beautiful. Of course, before you can start to sell anything, you have to populate your store with images that you'd like to sell. Rather than just uploading your entire image library, I recommend that you select only images that you can imagine people buying. Remember, if you make people wade through lots of images, especially very similar images of the same subject, they are not likely to look through very far into your collection, and so they're less likely to buy. Also, before you start to upload your images, think through how you're going to fulfill your orders. If you're going to self-fulfill, just small JPEG files will be enough. If you're going to have art storefronts fulfill your print orders, though, you need to consider how large you want them to be and be able to make a print from. You know, that if your camera natively shoots 20 megapixel images, the largest print that you would be able to make would be about 16 to 24 inches, giving you a resolution of around 200 ppi. So if 16 by 24 inches is all you want to sell, and your camera is around 20 megapixels, you can go ahead and upload them just as they are. Remember though, if you're going to use Art Storefront fulfillment, people will be ordering prints of these images, and you will not be given a chance to check your images again before printing, or check the resulting fine art print for that matter. So ensure that you check every image for dust spots at 100% before you upload them. Even though I do this before I print, I sometimes still miss the occasional dust spot, and it drives me crazy to have to reprint. And it would be a shame if someone was to buy a print from you that contained a dust spot. Of course, all is not lost if you want to be able to, you know, for people to be able to buy larger prints from your store. If you res up, upsize, or embiggen your images before you upload, you can create much larger prints than would normally be able to from your camera's native resolution. I use OnOne Software's Perfect Resize to upsize my images for large prints. Once installed, you can use Perfect Resize from Lightroom, Photoshop, or as a standalone product. From Lightroom, you just have to select perfect resize from the file and then plug in extras menu. When you first open perfect resize, normally you would open the preferences and just ensure that the working color space is set to Profoto RGB. If you don't know why you should do this, check out episode 423 of this podcast. Under the Lightroom plugins options, normally I would specify TIFF as the file format. But if you are only going to be using Perfect Resize for resizing images for art storefronts, you could consider specifying JPEG as the file format and Adobe RGB as the working color space. But I like to leave my settings as TIFF and Profoto RGB because we still can save the images as an Adobe RGB JPEG just for art storefronts by using the batch processing that we'll look at later. Once you have your image open in Perfect Resize, I recommend using the Canon Matte 40x60 preset that comes with Perfect Resize. This, as you might suspect, will increase the size of your image so that it can be printed at 40x60 inches at 300 ppi. Art storefronts will actually calculate the size. They'll detect the size of the file that you upload and make sizes available in your storefront based on 200 ppi, which is perfectly acceptable for prints of this size. So you could have orders for up to 60x90 inches based on a 40x60 inch print. But you will actually find that most print sizes will be less than this because of the limitations of the size of media that can be printed. This is why the maximum print size varies as you change the media in your store on the front end. As I said though, you can also run Perfect Resize in batch mode. As a workflow suggestion, it makes life much easier if you create a collection in Lightroom and add all of your images that you will upload to art storefronts into that collection, then check each of them for dust, select them all, and then select Perfect Batch from the plugin extra menu. As you can see in the screenshot that I've got displaying at the moment, I have selected items as the source because I selected my images in Lightroom before I started. I saved the Canon Matte 40x60 preset as my own preset called MBP 40x60 inch for ASF, which you can see that I selected that in the Perfect Resize module. And note that I'm also using the Perfect Suite, so I can also add other modules from the suite here. We don't need to do that for this particular exercise though. Also, note that if you go for the standalone edition of Perfect Resize and not the on-one suite, then you have to buy the Perfect Resize Premium Edition to get the additional batch functionality. You can also see that in the bottom of the screenshot, I can also select the output formats as JPEG and the color space as Adobe RGB. And I use the quality of 92 because that gives me the best compression without any visible artifacts or banding. And because I can select the file format and the color space here, that's why I can leave the main preferences as TIFF and Profoto RGB. And if you decide to buy Perfect Resize for any of the reasons mentioned here, you can pick it up at mbp.ac/on1, and that's O-N-O-N-E. And again, if you use my short code, that lets them know that I sent you. And then if you use the code O-N-O-N-E-1-5 on 1-15 during checkout, you'll get a 15% discount. Once you have your batch of images ready to upload, in your art storefront site, go to Pages, Store, and then drag and drop your images from your computer to the dotted line upload zone on the page. If you ensure that you have image titles and captions in the EXIF data for your images before you start, these will be used in your art storefront store too. You do have to make sure that your images are under 50 megabytes, but at the sizes that we've mentioned today in JPEG format, this will not be a problem. Of course, I'd love to upload uncompressed TIFF files, but the same size images in TIFF format are about 1.6 gigabytes, so that's not practical. Also, as you can see in the current screenshot, we can categorize our images to make viewing much easier and help our potential customers to browse by image genre or image type, and hopefully more easily find what they're looking for, and hopefully that will result in more sales. Once you have some images uploaded, you'll want to select the styles and media that your images will be available in. For example, I turned off Overflow as the canvas gallery wrap option because basically this uses a couple of inches around the edge of my image to create the borders, and I want to force the customer to buy gallery wraps with mirrored edges, so that's all that's available. I wish I could just turn this option off completely and just default to mirrored, but that's not possible yet. Under media, you can select which media you will make available on your store. I have all of the fine art media and canvases turned on, but I have metal art and acrylic turned off because I wasn't overly impressed with them. Then, of course, there is the all-important pricing. You get to set the markup percentage for each sized print on a per media basis. This means, for example, if the print is going to cost $100 to make and you set your markup at 200%, the print will be available in your store at $200 and you'll get to keep the $100 difference. You can be as granular as you like with your pricing. You can set it all at the same percentage or set each size separately. Also, you can set intermediate percentages for just some of the print sizes, and the system will calculate the missing prices for you. So with the images uploaded and prices and media set, as I already mentioned, one of the most groundbreaking features on the front end of art storefronts is their incredible print mockup functionality. As you can see in this screenshot, you can select various types of media, including canvas gallery wraps, metallic canvas, and various fine art print media. And as you change your selection, the finished product is displayed right there on the screen. If you click on the wall preview button below the image, you can also preview what the image would look like in a living room or a bedroom, nursery, a boardroom, or a sitting area. You can change the size of the print too, to get an idea of how each of the sizes will look. Note that it's not always obvious that there are more sizes down the bottom of the pull-down for size, so scroll with your mouse as well, just to make sure that you see all of the sizes available. You can also select one of the many beautiful frames available to see how the print would look framed. But note that this only works for certain sized prints due to the availability of the sizes of frames. This was another of the main reasons that I wanted to hook up with Art Storefronts. They enable me to ship canvas gallery wraps and framed fine art prints, which is something that I've not been able to do so far. And I haven't yet mentioned this, but all of the prints and canvases that you can buy from my store are made on breathing color media, and you already know how much I love breathing color. If you want to see a live store, then I have set up my own art storefront, which can be seen at martinbailey.photos. I'm going to continue to offer slightly more expensive original fine art prints, as mentioned earlier, but My intention here is to offer an alternative price point for customers that want a print of one of my photos, but don't necessarily care that I made it myself. So, as I mentioned earlier, if you are interested in having a look at art storefronts as a way to sell your own work, then not only do they offer that 7-day free trial, but they have been kind enough to provide us with a discount code. If you use the discount code MBP for Martin Bailey Photography, MBP15, you will receive a 15% discount code if you buy your 1-year subscription before July 31st, 2014, so 1 month from the date of release of this podcast. If you catch up with this episode after July 31st, all is not lost, as you will still be able to get 10% off with the code MBP10 from that point on. So I hope that this was useful, and remember that you can also use art storefronts to build a website for self-fulfillment of print orders and still benefit from the amazing back end that these guys have created. And you can even set up shop as a print studio and offer these services to other photographers. However you want to get involved, you won't regret it. These guys are the real deal, and I'm really happy to be working with them. So thanks very much for listening today. Remember that you can find me on Google+, Twitter and Facebook, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.